Chulin chapter 5, Mishnah 1. So this chapter we're now going to go into the prohibition. It's a Torah prohibition against slaughtering an animal and its young on the same day. There's a Torah prohibition. It's quite clear, brings the pasuk in Vayikra here. It says whether it be a cow or a ewe. You shall not slaughter it and its young both in one day. There's a clear prohibition against it. So Osev es b'noeg b'ein ba'aretz. So this prohibition applies in Israel, then b'chutz la'aretz, it also applies outside of Israel. B'fnei Abbas, for Shiloh b'fnei Abbas, at the time that the temple existed, and also at the time the temple didn't exist, like now. B'chulin, it applies to non-sacred animals, uva mukadashin, and also applied to sacred animals at the time of the temple. Ketzad, so how does it work? For example, ha'shoched oisa ve'espenoi chulin b'chutz. If a person sacrificed an animal and its young, unsanctified animal and its young outside of the temple, shneim kasharin, then bedieved, both animals are kosher, even though he wasn't allowed to shech them on the same day, they're both kosher. Vasheni sofeg esarbaim, but the second guy who slaughtered the animal, he would get 40 lashes. He would get malchus, would be a punishment of malchus. So it brings over here the kach that according to some, the meat from the second animal would be prohibited for one day as like a extra rabbinical punishment. But he'd get lashes, this guy, for transgressing this Torah prohibition. Kadashim b'chutz, if he slaughtered, now we're going to go into a lot of combination of cases. If he slaughtered holy animals outside the temple, which you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to slaughter holy animals outside. So this person or two people slaughtered a holy animal and its child outside of the temple courtyard. Harishon chav kares, so the first guy who slaughtered the animal, he's chav kares, because he slaughtered an animal outside the temple. He's not allowed to do that, and that is an isur kares, as we learned before, and he is chav kares. But the second guy, so he doesn't bring it yet, but the kati falls, and the second guy, he is in chav kares, because the minute the first animal slaughtered, the second animal becomes not fit to be slaughtered even in the temple that day, because of the prohibition of it and its young. Yeah, so the second guy, when he slaughters it, because the animal isn't fit to be slaughtered, so he doesn't get kares. But he will see now, shnaim pasulin, both animals are pasul, shnaim sofeg esarbaim, but they both get 40 lashes. So the second guy gets 40 lashes because he slaughtered the young, let's say. The first guy slaughtered the mother, the second guy slaughtered the young, so the second guy gets 40 lashes. The first guy would get 40 lashes if there were witnesses there and they warned him, etc. And he gets 40 lashes for slaughtering outside the temple. And then he wouldn't get karas. Because when karas applies, if you get lashes, you don't get the karas. That's a general principle that applies. Chulin bifnim, two chulin animals, two unsanctified normal animals, and a mother and its young, and he slaughters them inside the temple courtyard. Shnaim psulin, so both animals are pasul, obviously, because you're not allowed to slaughter chulin inside the temple courtyard. Vasheni sofeg esarbaim, and the second guy, he gets 40 lashes, because he's the guy who transgressed the mother and its young. Kadashim bifnim, two holy animals inside. So arishon kosher upata, the first animal, that's obviously nothing wrong with that. It's the first guy offers up the mother inside as a sacrifice. Now the second guy, he comes and offers up the child. So vasheni sofeg esarbaim, he gets 40 lashes because he's transgressed the prohibition. The second guy, upasul, and not only that, but it is an invalid sacrifice because he's transgressed the prohibition.